Stanford and Robert Easton, who are the founding members of Extra Cover. And this was formed to help Sri Lanka's poorest children. Gents, nice to have you here.
Yeah.
Easton, I mean, Sri Lanka, clearly, I suspect mainly, predominantly because of the tsunami, it really has it's influenced a lot of people, I think, to do charity work, to try and help. It was such, the images are so graphic. I mean, you couldn't help but be incredibly moved by this.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously had the added thing that our son was out there playing cricket a few days before the tsunami. He'd actually been playing at Gould Stadium, I think, on the 22nd of December, so just 4 days before the tsunami.
Harrow School, they're on the day itself, I think.
They were following a Sun School, Brighton College, round, playing the same sort of tour, but just after them. They had an amazing time. It's a wonderful country. I know you know you've been there. We went and watched some of the matches and just fell in love with the place very quickly. And then to wake up on Boxing Day and see the carnage that had happened in Sri Lanka, just, you know, words can't describe how we felt and how lucky we were that our son wasn't out there at the time.
Yes,
and some of the pupils against whom Brighton College kids had been playing died in that tsunami. So there was this sudden outpouring of grief at our school, and we decided that we should help by actually going out and doing something rather than just giving it to a big organisation. So we flew out. I flew out a couple of weeks after the tsunami.
You're from Brighton College.
I'm a teacher and a chaplain at Brighton College. So I went out to Sri Lanka, and after reburying the dead occasionally, I found some land from a Buddhist monk who had been encouraged by the government to sell some land, and so I bought that land and we built some houses on it, and then after about 2 years we built about 40 houses. But our real passion was children, and so we found that we turned our focus completely after a couple of years to working inland, away from the photogenic beaches, and actually go and help kids inland. And that's what we've been doing for the last 9 years.
It's still guesswork as to how many people died in a tsunami in Sri Lanka, isn't it? I was talking to Kumar Sangakkara about it the other day. I mean, he's involved in another type of charity that's going on there to help these tens of thousands of orphans.
Exactly. And I mean, the rough figure is between 30 and 40,000.
Yes. But what he reckoned more than 100 is the true figure. Yeah.
We don't know. But what we found was that after 2 years of doing direct disaster relief, building houses, if you just go inland a little bit, you meet children who are in desperate straits, who may not have been directly affected by the tsunami. So we decided to change focus and do poverty relief rather than disaster relief.
Yes.
And now we exclusively work in schools, providing. Now we provide 200,000 meals a year to needy children. A lot of the kids come to these schools and not having eaten for 24 hours, and they faint. So the principals of these schools said, you know, if you're a nice charity, don't bother building any more houses. Give us food, will you please? So we said, okay, well, we'll go to the local baker and they'll provide the food. So we've done that. And then the principal would say, well, now that you've provided food, could you give us some water? The kids are drinking bad water. The well is toxic. Can you fix that? And so we said, sure, that's what we'll do. So real basic, raw charity.
How are you raising money for it? In any ways in particular?
Any way. Well, it's extraordinary, the different ways that we do.
Yeah. I mean, we do all the classic ways. We run dinners, auctions. Yes. We have a fantastic golf day at Bognor Golf Club. The sports club, I'm chairman of the cricket club, Middleton Cricket Club down on the south coast, and they raise money. Brighton College have been fantastic. They've been great benefactors, and they've supported the charity for 10 years, which is quite rare for a school to keep being passionate about something. And, you know, part of that passion comes from 36 kids going out to Brighton College, going out to Sri Lanka every year to help at the schools.
I mean, I'll sort of photograph those here in a second with the England team and so on, but just actually for the children from your schools to go out and to experience this, what, 12 or whatever years on now, 14 years on, that must be an extraordinary experience in itself, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, the children, these teenagers, that they come out, they vaguely know what to expect. They've seen other people's pictures, and then they go into these schools and they see real poverty for the first time in their lives. And then they see how they can change. They see how they can teach English in these schools, and they can help directly. And they come back transformed pupils.
Yeah.
You know, they all want to go and become I don't know, executives, and they come back after 2 weeks and say, I want to run an orphanage in Peru or something.
Yeah. So, come on, what's Gooch done? Is it Gooch batting? I can see French keeping.
I took this picture. This is in a small school halfway up a mountainside in Sri Lanka. A couple of years ago, the ECB invited us to come out and basically take the team up to a village to see something apart from just cricket life, you know, in the hotel and then in the stadium. So Matthew and I both flew out, and for 3 days we invited the whole crew to come up and see us playing cricket. Unfortunately, only the management could make it because it was so remote. But Graham Gooch and Bruce French and Andy Flower, a physio called Ben, whose last name I'm afraid of forgotten, came and played this game. I've got to say, Graham Gooch gave no quarter to the children. He just hit the ball hard and low and everywhere. Bruce French was more gentlemanly, perhaps, and as was Andy Flower, and the kids absolutely loved it. But then what happened after this picture is that we had lunch, coconut rice and lulu milk, which is a very hot, spicy stuff. And for reasons only known to Bruce French, he went and thanked one of the ladies who cooked the meal by kissing her, which is, in effect, proposition of marriage. So that was a bit alarming. Women were getting very nervous at this point. So we then moved to another school where we were carrying bags of dry rations. The poorest kids, the most needy children, extra cover, buys them things like chickpeas and mung beans and sugar, etc. And we were delivering some of this. And for, again, reasons only known to Bruce French, he borrowed a bicycle that he'd seen leaning against a tree. And he hurtled down this jungle path and appeared behind me and suddenly realized that there were no brakes. He yelled, "No brakes!" And just as I turned around and I just got it smack bang in the middle. He went one way, I went the other. The bicycle disappeared into the jungle. I was knocked out. I woke up, and right in front of me was Graham Gooch's face, about an inch away from my. And I said to him, "Am I in heaven?" I can't say what he replied. No. Anyway, the next day I had to fly back to England, and we invited the pupils of this school that we have played this game to come and visit the England team, or the England team in Wolves Stadium,
really?
Which was brilliant. And the kids loved it. And Bruce French, bless him, was very contrite. And,
you've got this record a lot.
Yeah.
And the scars of the tsunami are still there as you drive down into Gaul and that sort of part, as we know, further south than that. But when will the country be able to move on? I mean, for how long will it need this help, do you think, for people, from what you can see?
From what we see, certainly inland, when you get away from the tourist areas, it's going to be a long period of time before anything really changes. It's a beautiful part of the world.
Yes.
People are always smiling, they're always happy, but they just lack the real basics of life, and it's going to take a long time for that to change. It is a very poor country. They're trying their best to spend money on infrastructure and develop it, but I think as many years of our help is going to be needed.
Yeah. And how can people help if they feel moved to do so?
Oh, we always need people to help. We've got a very nice website. If you just Google ExtraCover, it's extracover.org.uk. It gives you all manner of ways you can help. Always contact me or Robert through the website.
Yeah.
We'd always be delighted to chat to people, and if anyone would like to help, it'd be fantastic.
It's crazy about the kids, though. They love cricket, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
And without any money, so much of the time, a bat is just a plank of wood.
Yes.
And last time I was out there, they didn't have a wicket, they didn't have stumps, so they used a small child facing the wrong way.
And they didn't have a ball per se, but they had a broken tennis ball was what they were playing with. And of course, when we go out, we go into Gaul. We don't bring anything from England. We actually go and support the economy over there. We go into Gaul and we buy hundreds of cricket bats and tennis balls and things, so we can
massively appreciate it. I think.
Matthew, Robert, love to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Good luck and great work that you're doing. Thank you. I just want to mention actually a charity that we're involved in assisting
recently the Rosie May Home, which is another of these wonderful, hard-working charities. It's actually a home for orphan children down the same part of the world, and there's a lot of people in this country working terribly hard, doing an awful lot of good in Sri Lanka. It's fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming. You better take a photograph of Gucci clobbering that tennis ball, hadn't you? Enjoy the day, fellas. The players are out in the middle already.
35 for no wicket, with Kroon Ratner 19. Silver is on 16. I can hear some chuntering behind, which means that Geoffrey Boycott's arrived, clutching a cup of tea and a flash of mustard yellow jacket in the